to keep you well.
It's the Dr. Bill Deagle Show, presented by NutraMedical.com. Call live 818-818-6401.
Hello, hello.
Yes.
Ooh, I can hear the bumper. We're going to go live. And welcome back. We have Lowell Ponte, the amazing geopolitical analyst with an amazing sense of sensibility of what to say and what to say. And he's a co-author with Craig Smith, who's on at least once a week with Neil Cavuto over in Fox News Business. Today's article, actually, some of these articles are so true. They're not only dark humor like the Greek tragedy, but they're also sometimes really kind of darkly funny. And I'd like you to talk about the title of the article today, because to me, this is an example of how our political system is not only evil, but actually pretty damn humorous. Why confiscating taxing of the wealthy is a hate crime? I'd like you to explain that, because you do this in your book, which, by the way, I want to mention right now how you get the book, because you get it free from the billionaire. He's a billionaire. Craig Smith is a billionaire. Which would not cost you, if you go to Amazon, $20, including free shipping, if you just call a specific number, which is, what's the name of the book again?
Money, Morality, and the Machine, our seventh book.
Ah. And the phone number?
Phone number, if you want this book for absolutely free and postpaid, we pay the postage, we pay everything, doesn't cost you a penny, 800-630-1492, like the year Columbus sailed the ocean blue. That's 800-630-1492.
Yeah. Now, the two chief social communists, I call, they're pushing socialism, which is really communism and totalitarian control, are Bernie Sanderclaus and Liar Watha. Do you like that, Liar Watha?
I like that.
Yeah. I'd like you to kind of go through the article. I'll just insert a little question here and there in a comment, but it goes through your analysis, and I'll just sit back and listen and laugh and hold. I hope I won't interrupt you with my, oh my God. Please continue.
Sure. Well, if Socialist Senator Bernie Sanders, for example, said that he favored taking black people and wiping out their existence, they should not exist, he said, I propose that we impose a confiscatory 97.5% tax on them in order to make their survival essentially impossible, you and I would be outraged at that kind of racism. And yet, Socialist Senator Bernie Sanders recently said exactly that about billionaires, that they should not exist.
Right.
And that he should use, and would use, a 97.5% confiscatory tax to basically end their existence.
Whoa.
Now, you might say, well, being a billionaire is a choice.
No,
being of a particular race is your genetics. It's what you're born with. It's your DNA, and that blueprint that gave you your skin color, your hair color, your eye color, and so on. So is it fair? We would all agree it's not, to punish someone for what they were born with. But the thing is, scientists have been looking into the question of why do rich people become rich? They have been doing this and finding lots of amazing things. One thing they have discovered is that you and I have between a 37 and 48% chance or likelihood of being rich, if we are, because we are genetically predisposed, that entrepreneurship is literally inherited. The tendency to identify new business opportunities, for example, according to Inc. magazine, is in your genes.
Right.
This research has been done in cooperation between King's College London and Case Western Reserve University in Cleveland.
Let me insert a quick comment in there that's personal. My mother's family were jewelers. They were the jewelers actually raised from the ancient high priest garments and jewelers in Israel for thousands of years. Every one of my grandfather's brothers was a multimillionaire and for thousands of years, okay? In fact, my grandfather owned a suite beside Frank Sinatra in the Copacabana before the Revolution of 59. So everyone in my family has a tendency to be a successor, and it's genetic. Now, you can't discriminate. One of the things I got to say here before I get you back to this is everyone has a value. I don't care if it's a little black baby in utero or a little Down syndrome child. Everything is of infinite value, but no one is created equal. I'm never going to be a 6'9" basketball player making for the NBA. But if you want to play mental basketball, I'm going to beat you into the corner. All right? So if you're a good businessman, for example, look at Donald Trump, Mr. National Negotiator. Who is better to come even out of bankruptcy and succeed in building businesses and so on than Donald Trump, which is why he's freaking out the so-called California people. He's brought the median income up to the average person in the middle class, even though he hasn't raised their tax thing, which he could have if you got the damn Democrats didn't take over the second term with Russiagate, $5,300. He's created 6 million jobs. Now, you can say lots of things about Trump because he's aggravating about his tweeting and so on, and he's a bit of a narcissist. But the man's talented, and it's genetic. His father was a millionaire. He's a millionaire. His children are going to succeed like him, his sons. It's genetic, people. It's training.
I wrote years ago in a piece in the Wall Street Journal, have you ever noticed that wealth tends to run in families?
It runs in families because the genetic tendency is to be look for opportunities, be innovative, not be stupid in innovation, but also timely and have some restraint, and not only walk with care, but also be willing to take bold moves. Okay? And that is entirely genetic. There's a little tiny social factor involved there with some training, but most of it's genetic. Now, what Bernie Sanders wants and all communists, and this is why they destroyed Russia, the Russian people have got a lot of smart people in their society. You know the first thing they did? They got rid of the rabbis that were the most educated people in their class. The Bolsheviks killed the rabbis. They killed the intellectual class, the comedians, and the politicians that were professors that disagreed with the Russian Revolution. The first thing they did was execute them. In any revolution, the comedians, the authors, and the people that are intellectually superior are killed. Now, in a healthcare system, if you want the healthcare system to actually resurrect and heal disease, you need people who aren't just kind of like pigeons that just ensconce themselves like politicians in a university. You want them to be innovative. I got to tell you, when the innovation was seen in me by even my professors, they wanted to abscond me off to a corner like Dr. John Woodbury, even sicked a solder on me to find a cure for his own spinal arthritis back in the 1970s when I worked in medical school. You got to understand this, people. Communism killed at least 100 million people in the 20th century, and these morons and young people that think, well, we're suffering so much because it costs so much to go to college and I can't afford a home or apartment. We can fix the costs of everything and college and so on by doing things. We need to break up monopolies. I saw this guy by the name of Toller on Fox the other night. Our biggest problem right now are monopolies and corrupt government. It's not the idea of moving toward communism and socialism because they try to tell you everybody's created equal. That's a pile of crap. In fact, the very fact that we are an innovative economy and we actually built ourselves in the idea of enjoying and collaborating with giving people opportunities that are exceptional is why we have the best athletes in the world and the best professors and the best doctors and the best engineers. The reason why we invented the 21st century is because we are what's called an exceptional society. In fact, if you actually look at the genes, no matter what background, what country you came from, the genetics of whether you're black, white, Hispanic, Chinese, that came to America had different genetics. Please continue.
Well, the whole point of that, as I deal with in the article, we do have American exceptionalism, and it's based on a very simple principle. Until the last few centuries, when the average human being, only about 2%, ever went more than 20 miles from where they were born. They tended just to stay put. They tended not to be adventurous. They tended to be willing to settle for whatever they had there.
Right.
But there was always that minority that wanted freedom, that wanted opportunity, that thought the grass was greener on the other side of the hill, and so on. And they would be motivated. They would be driven to want something better, and they would go seeking it. America is made up almost entirely through our ancestors of that 2%, of that questing, seeking, we want freedom, we want opportunity kind of people. So we are a self-selected population here. Right. The people who carry that. And by the way, that has even been to a degree isolated. As we wrote, as Craig and I wrote in our book, The Inflation Deception,
right.
UCLA psychiatrist Peter Wybrow, among others, surmised that what geneticists call a D4-7 dopamine receptor allele in our DNA is what distinguishes Americans. This could be called a gene for hypomania, for adventurism, for dissatisfaction with the way things are and wanting to make them better.
Repeat that number again, that gene number. What's it called?
Yeah, it is D4-7 dopamine receptor allele.
Right.
In our DNA.
Yeah, I'm gonna raise a question before you make a comment. What percentage of Fortune 500 countries, clinically, by doctor analysis and psychiatrists and psychologists, are hypomanic? What percentage?
And as I said, according to Inc.
97%. 97% are clinically hypomanic. Look at Donald Trump. The man is a Superman. He should have a cape and a spandex suit. There's no way a normal human being half his age could keep up with him because he's hypomanic.
Yeah, he gets, what, three hours sleep a night, if that. He just keeps
You know the Dr. Deagle, like if I don't take sleep medications, do you know how much sleep I need a night in order to function? Three. Do you know what Einstein and Edison and all these other people did? Same thing. They're running on a higher energy plane than the average person. They can get more accomplished. They're more driven. I dream in equations. I mean, I sleep with the TV on a radio because I got my brain's going. And I take stuff to say, okay, time to turn Deagle off, Lumen Photon, and take supplements. We are more productive, and that's the reason why we run like Fortune 500 companies, major corporations, heads of departments, and we're billionaires. For example, when I was driven years ago to find the cause of aging, I found it. Not only the first product in the world patented with U.S. patents to actually stop aging with 300 biomolecules and six hormones. I've also discovered the epigenetic control of DNA through epigenetic frequency treatment. I have many of the technologies that make your stem cells work for regeneration. So if you get a stem cell therapy and take my treatment, I can resurrect you. I can rebuild coronary arteries. You don't need a bypass or stents. I can do that today. I can help turn off your cancer with a combination of insulin potentiated chemo, a vaccine against the blood vessels, which, by the way, the need to try law was passed by Trump, the dendritic vaccine, and my nutraceuticals. I can do it today. I have exceptional treatments of almost 400 health conditions because I'm driven. If anybody thinks they can keep up with Dr. Deagle at 68, you'll die trying to keep up with me. You will die. You're not going to do it, okay? And I want people to understand this. What the communists want to do is want to force vaccinate us, kill our children, make us get ADD and ADHD and Asperger's. They want to make sure that when we get too old, they'll give us lethal injections rather than giving us innovative care to extend our lives or reverse strokes or cancer problems. And they want to make sure that we get gruel and that everything is controlled by the state so nobody gets old housing, even though it's really criminally poor. Our houses are cold. We've gone to the pre-industrial age. You can't overuse and generate carbon because it's such an evil thing, even though we're carbon-based things ourselves. And these morons think, if you live in a communist state, we'll take care of you like a cyber pet of the global communist state. That's how disgusting this is. We're being treated by pets, by a super state that feels, we're so wonderful, we'll take care of you. Yeah, you'll take care of us all right. Into the grave.
Sure, but what's been found so far by psychiatrists and sociologists looking into this, humans don't care about equality. The average human being cares about fairness. And what fairness means is if you're Dr. Deagle, if you're Donald Trump, and you have that kind of merit or ability, then you should be massively rewarded. Good Lord, I was once, when I was much younger, spent a day at a speech conference with Carl Oglesby, who was a founder of SDS. This is a guy who was raised a Marxist.
Right.
But what's interesting is he said, if you show me a Thomas Edison, I'd say give Thomas Edison billions and billions of dollars.
Right.
For all the good he's done to humanity. Yeah,
exactly. In other words, it's people like me that are going to extend human lifespan hundreds of years.
Yes, but if you're Joe Biden's son and you're being given it just by a political gimmick, then I say no. People hate
exactly. Exactly. We're gone for a couple of minutes here.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Legacy Emergency Foods is the top recommendation from Dr. Bill Deagle. For the lowest oxygen concentration, the largest entrees, the highest amount of protein, the most varied entrees as well, and the longest food storage life. Nothing like Legacy Emergency Foods, and if you place a regular monthly order, you get 20% off and free shipping. Do get emergency foods for your supply for preparation and get it from Legacy Foods. Contact Dr. Bill Deagle for the link at NutraMedical.com. Go to the Shop by Products link and drop down message at NutraMedical.com and then place your orders for regular emergency food for yourself and your family. Nothing like emergency food if the power goes out and you can't go to grocery stores or if there's an emergency or a national crisis. So NutraMedical.com, top recommendation, Legacy Foods. NutraMedical.com, go to the Shop by Products and drop-down menu, and stay well with NutraMedical every day of your life. Lumen Photon Therapy, infrared light, far and near infrared, is extremely important for pain control, stimulation of nitric oxide, improved perfusion, and stem cell activation and reduction of cytokines. Dr. Bill uses it for pain control, for regeneration techniques, for organ regeneration, and for stimulation of your stem cell activity. This amazing Lumen Photon Therapy this year will probably have an additional device with frequency therapy during the on phase of the lights. To obtain a Lumen Photon machine, contact Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. He'll prescribe it with the provided nutraceuticals to help with your regeneration, healing, and pain control. Nothing like the Lumen Photon Therapy for easy therapy for your eyes, your pain, your joints, regeneration of organs, detoxification of the body. Get a Lumen Photon machine from Dr. Bill Deagle, NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutraMedical. The Sonic Life Machine is one of the most amazing therapies that Dr. Bill provides. It is the best sine wave exercise machine on the planet, doing whole body vibration, opening up the muscle to reduce insulin resistance, improve perfusion, release stem cell therapies throughout the body, and epigenetically stimulate the body to release DNA activated. The epigenetic therapy with the sine wave curve of frequencies given for atomic resonance, but Linus Pauling for minerals and amino acids, stimulates the production of messenger RNA to correct structural protein enzyme deficiency for almost every illness. There's nothing like the sine wave therapy for improving body healing for exercise, but also the epigenetic treatments Dr. Bill can provide can help neutralize frequencies for disease states and illness. Get a Sonic Life machine through Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com. Contact us at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871, or go to the website NutraMedical and give us a contact. Dr. Bill is available to help you get well with NutraMedical.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
There we go. And let's come back, and we have the amazing Lowell Ponte. Now, Lowell is one of the most brilliant men I know. He worked in think tanks. He's an author for years. He worked with Writer's Digest. He works with Craig Smith. And almost every issue he touches, he's able to hit that kind of magic, what I call the gold touch point, and ask questions that no one will ask him, parse the problem down to its constituent parts, and get to the actual core of what's so wrong with socialism, communism, the idea of fairness. Please
well,
continue.
First, let me say it's Reader's Digest. I was an editor at.
I know Reader's Digest, and also you were Reader's Digest for decades. Plus, you also were in U.S. government think tanks. Reader's Digest.
By the way, I meant to ask you to apologize yet again for your wickedness. Not only has the young Prime Minister Trudeau been reelected, though apparently without a parliamentary majority, how in the world does that work? But at the University of, this was written up in England's Guardian, by the way, left-wing
right.
paper. At the University of Victoria in British Columbia, they've just fired a female scientist named Dr. Susan Crockford. Yeah, they will not explain exactly why they fired her, except she did bad research. You know what was bad about her research?
What?
She demonstrated that these polar bears, the lack of which is being used as a pretext to get behind global warming and fighting.
Right.
She found out that the polar bear population is actually increasing dramatically. That the whole talk about polar bears being done in by global warming is utter nonsense. And because she wrote that, and because it damaged the argument of the pro-warming or, you know, warming alarmist people,
right.
They said they simply purged her. But she was intolerable.
Let me explain how bad Canada is, okay? My mom was from Fargo, North Dakota. My dad was from Canada, from Cape Breton. My first part of my life, the first 20-some years, was in Canada. And I worked and practiced in Canada. I'm going to describe Canada for you, and I have Canadian friends and listeners right now. I call California, Canada is basically a communist state. That's why their flag is red, with a red maple leaf on it. Both of my parents, if they had called me instead of my brother, I could have resurrected my parents and they would have lived and survived. Maybe not be perfect, but they would have survived their terminal health events. My father had a heart attack, blew a hole from one side of his heart. They patched it with a surgery. They never put him on a cardiac assist pump or put him in hyperbaric oxygen. Instead, they called my brother. They gave my father a lethal injection of morphine to kill him. My mother, she had a pontine stroke. Pontine stroke's not lethal. I'm an expert on this. I'm an internist. I'm a specialist in hyperbaric oxygen. I'm an expert in all these things. Instead of that, they called my brother, who's not a doctor, and said, yeah, give mom the lethal injection. They don't even go to committee in Canada. These son of a bitches in Canada, if you get old and you get sick, they don't even offer you alternative care. They just kill you, sucker. They don't even have a discussion. They just shuffle you off to the morgue.
Well, sure.
You want hangnail medicine at the speed of light? Right? Go ahead.
If you cease to be a taxpayer and become a tax taker, then if you're not a
they kill you. Now, Canadians, I have Canadians all the time, they're panicking. If you're getting really sick, you come to America for alternative care. Now, there are a few alternative care doctors in Canada, and they go through great persecution. I know them personally. Ontario, British Columbia, and elsewhere. I have guys under the radar that do frequency therapy in British Columbia and elsewhere. I have doctors or chiropractors, naturopaths, and MDs. They go through great persecution. If you do alternative medicine, why are you doing that, doctor? Blah, 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 blah. In fact, let me tell you what happened in 1980. I had a call from Roy LaRiche, and I'm going to use this little voice here to make this South African drug. Dr. Nickel, what are you doing? You're working in association. This is the way his voice was from South Africa. I said, what do you mean, Roy? You're working in association, Dr. Deagle. I mean, association? What do you mean, association? I heard there from reports you're working with chiropractors and a dentist. I mean, I gave equations to a dentist who was doing research on mercury toxicity, Dr. Murray Vimy. Now, I'm an expert on advanced, I had a PhD level in chemistry. So I gave equations from the World Health Organization Advanced Labs on how to calculate out mercury toxicity. And we were using mercury vapor meters in the mouth and microvoltmeters across the tooth amalgams. And they threatened to pull my freaking license for giving a dentist equations and even referring cases for people to get massage therapy and manipulation to a chiropractor. God damn it. Excuse my English. Now, I don't mean to curse, but I'm going to tell you, I'm so upset with what I see happening to my poor Canadian friends and relatives. It's disgusting. You got a hangnail? No problem. We'll speed that hangnail really treatment really quick. You got a cough? We'll give you an antibiotic, even though you got a virus, and the damn antibiotic will probably screw up your bowel, but it's not going to knuckle the virus at all. You have a heart problem? Hey, we'll give you a blood pressure pill, even, or we'll give you a blood bleeding agent so you'll bleed out, like Xarelto, Arquist, or something else. And by the way, yeah, they got the drugs a little cheaper up in Canada because they got the social control up there. But there's no restraint. They don't test your genetics to see how you detox anything. And if you get in trouble, it's your fault. You're just a bad patient. You got to understand this. The doctors are running around like gerbils in a cage. They got to see so many people today. When I was in practice in Enfield, Nova Scotia, or when I was in British Columbia or elsewhere, I'm running like a gerbil in a cage, and I got one foot inside the door, the other side, trying to actually get the patient's history, take care of them, give them some functional history interventions with some nutraceuticals back then, but mainly getting a script and get them the hell out of my office so I can get paid, so I can move on and actually stay, keep my office open. Because there was no pensions for doctors, by the way. None. You get to be sick as a doctor, to hell with you. Did you know that? They got a social health care system. If you're a doctor and you get sick, go to hell, doc. If you haven't saved money in the social health care system where we pay you $15 to see a patient and you got to be in and out like in so many minutes. So your script is a magic script. Okay, here's the end of your interview. Here's your script. Get out of here.
And by the way, the fact that you're seeing a lot of sick patients increases the risk of you getting sick.
Yeah, but let me tell you, the average doctor...
all day long with contagious diseases.
I call it scamtastic. And if you think specialists in Canada are equivalent to Dr. Deagle in America, you're a friggin' idiot. I mean, I had training in family internal medicine, intensive care, ICU, burn unit, trauma unit, and surgery. I've done every kind of surgery except open heart and brain. And the average doctor is a functional moron in terms of infectious disease, intermediate metabolism, genetics, epigenetics, and quantum biophysics. They know almost no pathology at all. They're dangerous. It's like letting somebody into, a massive, laboratory that doesn't know anything. You don't even know what a vial is. And people think they want to trust the system by communists like Liarwatha and Bernie Sanders. Claus, look at their real angry face. I call Mr. Bernie Sanders Claus, they get his Mr. Potato Head face on. Mrs. Potato, you're really angry, Bernie. I got my Mr. Potato face on. And then you got Liarwatha screaming at the top of her lungs and telling you how she's going to take care of you and how you just need to listen to her and you'll be fine. Or you got AOC, absent of cortex, screaming at you that this absent of cortex moron knows everything about the environment and about how to take care of you with communism, and that if you just trust her, including letting all the criminals out of prison, letting everybody across the border, and taking care of everybody with health care for everybody on earth, everything's going to be fine. How crazy is that when 6% of the population are predators because their genetics, their diet, and their brain is abnormal? Their predators are dangerous. And unless they get
here's an example. Here's an example of health care from the rich, or I should say from the political left.
Right.
Thousands of witches on October 25th are going to, in unison, cast spells against Donald Trump. They are instructed to call on the demons of the infernal realms to attack the president all on that.
Well, let me tell you what I'm doing, okay? Because I'm called as a... Now, people may be insulted by this, but tough on them. I am a superior doctor, and I care about people. I'll die for the truth. I don't put up with a scintillion of crap from anybody. But I'm developing a thing called a prayer wheel. Now, that prayer wheel is going to take prayers from people that are going to send them to me in audio. I'm going to extract the reverse speech of their prayer, and I'm going to amplify them radionically and broadcast them real billions of times more. So if these friggin' devils and things are going to get away with this by putting in the astral realm evil intention fields, we're going to destroy them. Because that's what they're doing. They're broadcasting intention fields of evil into the astral realm to change the physical nature of reality. That's what they're doing. That's why when I tried to recruit 28 years ago, a rabbinic expert who was going to teach me Hebrew, he said, well, Deagle, I'm not going to tell you this because he said, you're a Kohenim. You Christians who believe in Judeo-Christianity are idiots. And I said, what do you mean? He said, we're wizards. We summon demons. We speak into the astral realm spells to alter reality. I said, you're kidding. No, Deagle. And this guy just finished an 8-year yeshiva training in New York. I said, you've got to be kidding me. And I'm sitting down. I'm thinking, man, I'm glad I'm sitting so I won't fall to the ground. People don't get this, do they? They don't realize even the son-in-law of Donald Trump is a wizard. He worships Rabbi Schneerson, who's a wizard. He's no different than Saruman the Magnificent, the wizard of the Trilogy of the Rings. These people are devils. And Donald Trump is just ignorant, okay? He's a well-intentioned man. He's probably a high-level Scottish Rite Mason. He's a patriot, and he's a good guy. But you know what? If you're ignorant, you're going to do evil by mistake and stupidity. He's pushing 5G network, which is e-toxins. He's pushing cyclic toxic frack water, which is from like Northern California, where you put water down near the fault zones and you trigger off earthquakes and put toxic hydrogen sulfide, so when your kidneys concentrate, you can actually melt toilets and steel. And then he's pushing genetically modified food, so any self-resecting insect that sees a tomato, it's not a tomato, it's a scorpion. And this moron, and I mean, he is a moron, besides his ability to do good business, Trump is a blithering moron, okay? But when you look at the Democrats, they're just plain devils. God help us, man. If any of these Democrats get in, whether it's Buttigieg or whatever, we are screwed and tattooed to hell, aren't we?
Oh, yes. Buttigieg is an interesting case because he was a young friend of Mr. Zuckerberg of Facebook. And
right.
So Zuckerberg has been working behind the scenes to advise, guide, and help Buttigieg get elected.
You're kidding.
No,
now,
no
you, know who you know who Zuckerberg is? He was recruited from Harvard University by the NSA because he wasn't even a computer coder, because he came up with an idea of this Facebook idea. And the NSA set him up with a company to actually start coders to actually code his ideas to create Facebook. They're just a tentacle of the beast. Did you know that? This guy, Zuckerberg, is an evil son of a bitch. He's a bizarre guy. If you actually look at him and say, there's something slimy, but you can even see the slime sliding off his face. There's something really slimy about Zuckerberg. You look at him and say, is he human? Probably not. Because he isn't. He's a person of clay and iron. He's like people that are avatar by transdimensional energy. You hear the latest comments by Hillary Clinton, I call Hitlery Rotten Clinton, saying that this lady, this congresswoman from Hawaii, Tulsi Gabbard. Now, she's also claiming this other environmentalist lady is a Russian agent. When I met Hillary Clinton in Dakota Ridge High School, when a Marine One came in, I go in to hold her hand, and I have what's called second sight. People may be, oh, you don't have that, do you? Yeah, I do, actually. I'm not going to apologize for it. It's a fact. So I held her hand. All of a sudden, I didn't see a pantsuited 5'4" female. I saw a 16'8" Draco reptilian monstrosity from the star system Orion indwelling the friggin' woman, put in there by her parents who were wizards, the Rodhams. Did you know they're wizards? Her entire family had been wizards for centuries in Europe. Did you know that?
I did not know that, but Tulsi Gabbard, of course, referred to Hillary as the queen of warmongers.
Well, you know what they had yesterday on? Yeah.
And personification of the rot that has sickened the Democratic Party for so long. No wonder Hillary is trying to accuse Tulsi Gabbard of being a Russian collaborator.
If you go to Drudge, and you yesterday I looked at it, and it showed Hillary with a witch's hat on. She's, do you know what she said the guy from Libya was killed in the back of a truck with a steel rod shoved up his rectum into his chest and killed him? Right? Remember
the
that
US
guy?
Ambassador.
No, I'm talking about the guy who was the head of his, Libya.
Oh, Gaddafi?
Gaddafi.
Okay.
We came, he's sort of saying, it was a spin on the Roman saying, Veni, Vidi, Vici. We came, we saw, we conquered. She said, we came, we saw, he died. Cackle, cackle, cackle. She could freaking make money on that cackle. That cackle is worth millions, damn it. She's that freaking evil. Being near her makes your skin crawl, doesn't it?
Well, it gave me a hint when she announced during her candidacy that she was going to rename Air Force One Broomstick One.
Yeah. Do you know that her husband actually has said for years in a book that was dedicated to Satan back in the 1970s that every month she would go to her coven in Los Angeles. Her coven.
Well, Bill Clinton was going to call his administration New Covenant, and at the center of it, Hillary would be running the coven, yes.
Yeah, coven. Right.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, Myco D2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutriMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay young with NutriMedical. Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM-ACAM-A4M of NutriMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871. At NutriMedical.com, we have the most amazing drinks with the best mouthfeel, highest quality bionutrient exposure to your body to heal and regenerate, and the most powerful persistence of nutrients to heal your body dramatically. We have Ageless, which makes you age less, which repairs your DNA, extends your telomeres, etc. We have Life Support that detoxes phase 2 detox pathways, glucuronidation, sulfation, and methylation pathway support. We have Glycemics that blocks the carbohydrate absorption and helps with diabetes or weight loss, and as well helps with people that are trying to build up muscle, using things like our special formulas from Dr. Wolf called Mega Muscles between meals along with Sports Energy Light. We have the amazing NutriComplete, the most complete red and greens drink in the world, with the best mouthfeel and flavor. You can often mix it too with Vitamin Mineral Mix, which is our fruit flavored mix power of vitamins. Stay well with NutriMedical every day.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions had an echo in so much space.
The subtype names. Well, are you familiar with a book, by the way, 1535, James Weir's book called The Book of Demonology? You ever heard of that book?
I may have it, but I'm not familiar with it.
Well, I'm familiar with it, okay?
I have a little collection of books.
I have a spiritual gifting where I can actually give you the name of the incubi and succubi in somebody, even at a distance, when I pray before them. And I can tell you, as a doctor working in emergency trauma units and burn units, I've seen so much freaking evil. It's not just mentally ill people or disgusting people or psychotic or sexual perverse. No, no. We're talking about transdimensional, extragalactic, and transorbital evil from exoplanetary evil that transcends the human soul. I call them people of clay and iron. That's why my ministry is called Clay and Iron Ministry. So my other website is called clayandiron.com. And you got to understand, when you get these maniacs, and it's amazing to me, every one of these damn Democrats, demon rats, I call them, the same term that Judge Spiro, who's also Syrian, I'm Syrian too. The demon rats, everyone wants to do not only abortion right up to the moment of birth, they'll kill the baby afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, damn it.
Yep.
Now, did you know that 93% of abortionists will not do an abortion in the first trimester, beyond the first trimester? 93% of abortionists that do first trimester abortions cut the baby up and do what's called jigsaw baby, so there's pieces of baby, so that you don't miss the heart piece of head or whatever, so the woman will die of a purple hemorrhage or sepsis. 93% of abortionists that do first trimester would not do mid or late term abortions. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
These are abortionists. We're not talking about.
Even though I know in Europe, it's very difficult legally to be able to perform a second or third trimester abortion.
Well, let me give you a story here. Back in 1978, I was doing my residency. I did a residency at the University of Vancouver in 77. And I was working because I actually, my first wife was dying of MS, so she had to have an abortion. They figured she was going to die because she came down with stage 5 MS and got paralyzed from the neck and was choking on her tongue and had to intubate her multiple times to save her life. So I didn't want to sign, but we did, and she had the abortion. It ruined her life. So one of the things I was required to do is do abortions with Dr. Mata, and I was very efficient. I'm a efficient surgeon. So for several months, on a Friday, me and Dr. Mata would do between 36 and 45 abortions. And we called them jigsaw babies, because when the parts came out, you had to make sure you matched all the parts together, or you left a part in the woman, she's going to bleed to death. Now, Dr. Mata thought I was so impressive, he wanted me to become a senior resident, take over the obstetric department as a senior resident. And when he retired, he wanted me to take over the abortuary, so he brought me to a steakhouse and said, Deagle, you're impressive, man. You're golden. I want you to be my doc. Take over the department, and I want you to become the head of the Southern Alberta Abortuary. I got $24 million in the bank, a villa in Spain, etc. I said, well, geez, man, I don't really think of that. I mean, I wasn't thinking of being an abortionist. So the next week, I got a visitation. At night, I was working in the ICN, and I heard a voice, get up, Deagle. Put this equipment in the abortuary. The next day, we're going to do a midterm abortion, they call it. It was late. It was a drug addict, and her baby was small for dates, but they signed you couldn't do an abortion beyond the 20th week then. They lied. This freaking bugger lied, okay? Dr. Mata. And she was at full term, and when I got after the fourth or fifth call, I said, please leave me alone, and the angel picked me up and threw me against the wall. Let me tell you, it damn hurt. So I got the equipment together, Gomco suction and the resuscitation equipment and the overhead heater, and I walked at midnight, just past midnight, and brought it down to the abortuary, and they're saying, what are you doing? I'm putting the stuff in they're supposed to. Okay, she went back to reading her book. The next day, the senior resident plunges the guy, giant hypertonic saline into her abdomen, and the baby's writhing like, ugh, the baby's dying. It's like a B movie where their abdomen just writhing. I heard a voice, get down between her legs. She popped the baby, and I saved it. And as I put the Gomco suction to cut the cord, Dr. Mata tried to drive a scalpel into my neck and cut my carotid artery. And the resident orderly saved me from about 4 inches cutting my artery and killing me right in the operating room. So I rushed the baby to the ICN and I got caught in the hallway. My head of my Department of Family Medicine said, Deagle, get the hell out of the hospital now and don't come back. Because Mata's packing, and he's very wealthy and powerful, he knows everybody. If you come back here, he's going to kill you on the spot, sucker. So I had to switch hospitals to do the rest of my residency, my 2-year residency at the Foothills Hospital. And Mata swore if he saw my carcass, he was going to kill me on the spot for doing that. So I wouldn't refer for second or third trimester abortions, but I would refer for first. I had a diabetic lady come to my office about 1985, and she said, Deagle, God told me to come to you. I said, well, I've been trying for 12 years and I'm pregnant now after being diabetic. I said, that's good. She said, but I have no kidneys. She said, that's bad. I said, well, if you don't have an abortion, you're dead. She said, I prayed for you because God said to come and pray for you. And I'm going to find a pro-life doctor and put me in the dialysis unit at the Holy Cross Hospital. And I'm going to come back and bring my baby. She did. 7 months later, she brought that baby back. And I cried so hard, I burst every blood vessel in my face and neck. And I couldn't talk for 2 days. I became the most pro-life doctor in history. And when I had people who wanted to say, kill babies that are birth defects or Down syndrome, and I want people to understand, that's what socialized medicine is in Canada. It's disgusting. It's evil. And then you got this monster, Justin Trudeau. Do you know that his father wrote a card that said 666 to Pierre Trudeau? My grandmother's brother was his deputy prime minister, and he was an evil bugger too. My grandmother's brother. I know how Canada's run. It's run as a communist satanic state. That's what it is, okay? Please continue. Disgusting, isn't it? Those are not like stories that you say, well, that's just your story. I'm going to put these, by the way, in video on my private video channel. People need to know I've been through these experiences because God wanted to say, you know what? He told me before I went back from heaven at 8 years of age, he said, you know, I said, I don't even want to go back from heaven. I love it here. He said, well, if you go back, you're going to save millions and into the kingdom. He said, but if you go back and do evil, I'm going to annihilate you. I said, well, gee, that's scary. I said, but I love you so much, God, I will go back in danger of losing my permanent position with you in the tree of life to do your will. And God cried. He cried. And he said, when you fall away, I will shake your ugly human carcass and I make you a son again. And you will serve me and you will be a prophet among the people of earth and witness to them before the day of judgment. And believe me, if you don't think Donald Trump is kind of like a final drop of grace, if I can get through this crazy, narcissistic son of a whatever, if I can't get through to Trump and I can't get through to the government of America and places like Canada and so on, God help us, man. Judgment's coming. If you don't think we're going to die thermonuclear, biological, chemical warfare, or the Matrix itself, which is coming, you're an idiot. And they used to think, well, Dr. Deagle, you're just crazy, man. 20 years ago when I traveled to Prophecy Club, when we did radio and TV across the country and I traveled to 42 cities, I used to prophesy to each city. One of the cities I went to was Oregon. And I reached the city, I saw two things. I saw a drum ceremony throwing a native girl down a volcano in Mount Hood, north of Portland. The other one, I saw them actually making shackles and rail cars that were used for transporting cattle with a layer, with a false floor, so they could bring people to civil detention camps for civil detention, red, green, and blue, and for detention and or execution. I saw the execution chambers in my vision. And I said, and guess what? Two men stood up in the audience and said, we've been welding those shackles at Gunderson Steel today. And the people shuddered. Dr. Deagle, how can that be? And the Lord said to me, because they would not believe, do not prophesy over any more cities. That was the last one I prophesied when I went to 42 cities in Israel. People need to know what's going on here. And they want to, we just want to dismiss Deagle. He's just a smart aleck. He knows what he thinks. He knows everything. I'm going to die soon. God's resurrected me multiple times just to be able to still tell you people. But this article you wrote here is so important because when they say everybody's equal, no one's equal. But everybody's of infinite value. In fact, we're going to talk about this next week with Ken Klein. He's going to come on the third hour and hour number on Monday rather than his usual Tuesday shot. But I want you to continue this because people don't understand these little ones are destroyed like in socialist countries like Norway and Sweden. There's no Down syndrome children. They kill them all. If you're elderly in Canada and you're too costly, they just kill you. And in America, there's 17 states now that are offering insurance carriers. We're not going to give you end-of-life care or give you alternatives so that you can survive. We're going to give you, hey, we're going to recommend you get a lethal injection. That's already happening here in America. Have you heard that?
I'm not surprised.
Yeah. And people say, well, Dr. Deagle, you're making that up. No, I'm not. I'm not. I mean, I'm a medical legal expert. I'm going to tell you. I know that I've even seen programs on Fox with experts coming on talking about the fact that insurance carriers are now saying to people that are end of life, you could have this alternative care, but we're only going to offer you lethal injection. They're doing that today in America. Let me tell you, in socialist countries like Canada, they just kill you. Amazing, isn't it? And if you run out of insurance in this country, you're screwed. I remember walking down the hall 22 years ago at the Swedish Hospital Medical Center. One of the senior techs, a respiratory techs, was putting notches in a ventilator. I said, what the hell are you doing? I said, that's your pearl handles, isn't it? He said, yeah. How do you know that, Deacon? I said, I can count. Those are 22 notches. He said, damn, you're smart. So who do you take it from? And it was one of my patients, not my patient, but a guy in a cardiac assist bunt in a coma on dialysis, and he had lots of insurance. When the insurance ran out, they cut him. I got an offer to go to Vencor, Ventilation Corporation of America, because I'm an expert in resuscitation. Six floors of ventilators. And if you got 6 to 10 months of additional ventilation care, only 15% die, only 15% are ventilator dependent, and the rest go home without a ventilator. In other words, if you've got enough care in America, you got a good damn chance of living and not even being on a ventilator. You don't have that in Canada or Britain. You don't get ECMO or you don't get, you know, Heliox or anything. You're screwed and you're dead. People, oh, Dr. Deagle, you shouldn't say that. You know why? Because no other doctor I know has the cojones to tell you the truth, do they? What do you think?
Well, I think what the difference between a socialist society and a faithful one. And remember, John Adams once said, America has to be run by a religious people. Its constitution was made for no other.
We're not talking about Muslims or atheists or communists. When you talk about Bernie Sanders Claus or Elizabeth Liawatha or any of these other ones like AOC, these are atheist Satanists.
Oh, I know, but understand a collectivist doesn't believe in the worth of the individual as a unique divine being. They believe only in the power of the collective.
Right.
And if they have to kill 1 million or 10 million or 100 million of people like you for the collective to benefit in some way, they're perfectly willing to do it.
Right. So what I'm trying to tell you is if they don't have a belief in God, they don't believe in the sanctity of your life or the fact you might be exceptional and may be able to make millions of dollars because you invent new technology. Better cars, better energy, safer roads, safer this or that. We have an innovative economy, and that's the reason why right now Trump has got the first step is he's protecting the innovative patents that the Chinese are trying to steal or transfer technology to the Chinese because their culture, I call it chopstick culture. 2,000 years ago, the emperor said, we're not going to let anybody have a knife over a certain size because we want them to eat with chopsticks or they could stab me. So in China, it's against their culture to have innovators. Even if they're smart enough to innovate, they're a little terrified. They're starting to come out of it a little bit. But actually, to be honest, in the last 5 or 6 years, since Xi's taken over, it's getting worse. They move from a one-child to two-child policy, but if you have a third child, they kill you. They abort you and your baby right up to delivery.
Trump has made any progress at all with negotiating trade with China is that they've had half the pigs in their country die of an African swine flu in recent years.
Exactly.
As a result, they are now they're going over to eating dog from China.
Guess what?
Eating of dogs.
China.
Of course, whatever beef they can get from us or the Brazilians or the Argentines.
Well, they have to get it from other countries because the winds that carry the red dust down from northern China are destroying their crops. China is dying. It's heading, I have my book here, right in my right knee here, The Common Collapse of China by Gordon G. Chang. And he's a Chinese man, a brilliant man, a Canadian-American. China is a disaster zone trying to control the world and even the beast artificial intelligence. They want to steal everything. And Trump is the only thing that's fought them in all these decades that have been stealing everything from us, from the district of criminals. All the corrupt politicians passing
Bill
over
Gertz
to China.
Bill Gertz has a wonderful new book out called Deceiving the Sky about what China is doing.